Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pop JT Podcast from Black Mice Studios in northeastern Pennsylvania.
How's it going this week? Anything good? And I hope everybody's well and healthy.
Yeah.
And still kicking here. So
you better not knock that coffee over.
I won't. Don't
if
worry about it.
If that knocks over my Xbox, you're buying me a new one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe we can use a stimulus bill. Yeah. Okay, some people are getting their money now.
My brother got his money.
Oh, today?
Yeah, today.
I don't know. He always gets everything first. I don't know.
They were saying that he filed his taxes early. That's not how it works. Think so. I told him that's not how it works.
I don't know why he got
it
early.
You don't file it. It goes right in.
I went back to work today, which sucked, but.
Yeah, after like, what, 2 weeks of being off? 3 weeks of being off?
2 weeks. But I finally went back. I should have took off another week. But if I knew I was gonna get the stimulus bill, I would have.
I told him. I told him to get my 15.
I know, but I don't trust the government. So yeah. The mayor of Allentown is trying to get out of prison because he only has one lung.
One lung.
Yeah, he's in prison for what do they call that when they pay somebody to
blackmail? No,
not blackmail. I forget what it's called when a company gives you money to do business in your town. I forget what that's. That's illegal. Don't you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's illegal. No. Yeah, so he's in jail in Connecticut.
Oh, in Connecticut. What?
Yeah, it's probably some kind of
penitentiary or something.
Probably some kind of
probably like a. Like one of those nice jails, tennis courts and shit.
But that's what he's probably in. But yeah, he was trying to get out because he only has one lung.
Yeah.
So
as you can see, the studio's not built yet. We should have did that, but we were too lazy to do it.
No, who was too lazy?
You were.
I cleaned the whole garage by myself.
Oh, that's not where we're putting it. We're putting it in the barn.
So
he got by himself.
Right. What else went on? What movies?
Okay, so. Now, if you have little kids at your house, I know that Trolls World Tour movie came out on YouTube to buy, or not to buy, to rent for $20. Like we rented it in his old man.
Okay.
Same price. And it's the movie My Spy with Dave Bautista, who plays Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy films. Instead of coming out in theaters, it's coming out right on video on demand around Amazon Prime video.
Oh, okay.
So if you have that, you can watch it through there. I talked about this last week, and I know just a little jump from subject, but not really too much. I got that game Doom Eternal, and I talked about last week, and it's really good. I beat it with in 4 days.
Right, so nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do.
Like clean out the barn.
No, never. all schools in Pennsylvania are closed for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's right.
Going back, man, isn't that good?
No, not for seniors. That sucks.
That sucks for seniors.
Yeah,
but
it does.
For me.
Yeah, you still gotta do homework.
Fuck that! I'm not.
Remember, if I would have gone to school, if it would have been my day. There wouldn't have been no homework.
I'm going to send the superintendent an email that says, I go to school to do schoolwork. And that's it. What would he say? I already emailed him before. He answers his emails from students.
Oh.
Superintendent.
Oh, don't he?
No, he does. I emailed him.
Oh, there you go.
I already had a conversation with him.
Well, that's cool. At least he answers.
So
it looks like I have something in my finger here, and it's bugging the crap out of me.
Well, he's playing with his finger.
Can you see anything there?
Oh, wow. There looks like something in your finger. Maybe it's a piece of dirt or something.
A sliver, probably, of wood.
What in your finger? What?
Out from work. Yeah, so now they gave me masks right at home. Yeah, from work, and they gave me a mask. I get my temperature read and a mask every day. They wouldn't leave my kid go back to work because he didn't have a doctor's excuse.
No, I got one.
Yeah. So I told him to go and get one, but he wanted to be cheap. But let's not do that.
I know.
Let's look up Lehigh Valley News. See what's in Lehigh Valley.
Here's what I'm in the week.
Oh.
Bernie Sanders and his campaign, which does not mean he dropped out of the election, which I didn't know. So if you're a Bernie supporter, you can still vote for him.
Yeah.
Don't vote for Biden. I'd rather have... Listen. Hey. I would rather have Bernie than Biden. Because Biden doesn't know where he is half the time. I'm just saying. If a Democratic
Party would
win... I
know it's a shame, but it's the truth.
It's the truth. Bernie at least knows what he's talking about most of the time.
Right.
Okay. Now, what did we look up in the Lehigh Valley News?
Yeah, Lehigh Valley News. Let's see what happened. Anything good happened in Lehigh Valley.
Lehigh Valley...
Not girls, news.
Local milfs in my area.
Oh, they said the giant. What? People infected.
I know. I saw a meatpacking plant in Lehigh Valley had 130 cases.
Holy crap. They shut down my work for 2 days last week. I wasn't there. But...
Oh, man. I have my phone in airplane mode. If someone calls me, I'm screwed.
Oh. So. Wait. A cop call? Keep going up.
Up? That you mean?
Wait, go. No, right there.
Where? Left or right?
What did they find?
I'm not clicking on that. Last week on that, there was nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One of those stupid, post fun ads. Yeah. But, man.
Top stories.
All right, let me do that. Top stories. There. Okay.
I'm trying to stay away.
Oh, I know that Burger King is giving away Whoppers and whatnot to healthcare workers.
Oh, yeah. What did Mountain Dew give away? And it was, in 4 hours, they were all gone. That Jake and Sammy got.
A big 12 thing of, I think... Game Fuel, that, drink.
Yeah.
Gave a 12-pack away, I think.
And it was all gone, even,
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
In, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They found a body along a river in Easton.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Near the Route 22 toll bridge.
Huh.
I wonder if I can. I wonder. I hopefully.
This is still in March. What is April's news?
Is this still in March?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Still, what the heck?
Yeah, what is April's news?
Oh, right here. Right here's a. Oh, shoot. Inmates have not tested positive for it.
In Northampton County Prison. Oh, yeah, they asked me if you were in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
I could be up at the cabin. They only have 2 confirmed cases of corona, but in that county.
I just say that word.
It's New York City. Well, it's the truth. It's
I know what you mean.
What do they call it? Kung Fu virus or something.
Chinese virus?
No, Kung Fu.
Well, I never heard of that.
Yeah, my buddy was telling me at work today, my one boss.
I never heard of
but,
that.
But, yeah.
Right here's the Phantom's owner.
That's,
They're going to make a PPL center available to LVHN for patient overflow.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, if it does happen, then they have it. See it there? I heard. I don't know if this is real or not. I should look it up before I say it. Hold on. Let me look before I say it.
You see, Ford and GM and them are building those respirators.
I saw that.
For hospitals. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
What?
New York's making mass graves. New York.
Oh, really?
Yep. They're starting to dig them.
Huh.
They're going to put them all in the parks.
Well, they can't have funerals because
there's
too many people.
Having mass graves.
Oh.
I'm going to not. If he raised an Xbox, he's going to buy me a new one.
Right.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
It's not my Xbox. It's my brother's.
You pay for it anyhow.
They should pay him.
I'm not paying him.
I'm paying $2 for it.
How about I beat your butt? I hit you 20 times with a paddle. No, 200 times for what it costs. Every dollar is one pay. one paddle, one hit, $1.
It's $300.
I'll leave everybody hate you. The kids, everybody. How about that?
Yeah, they're starting to make mass graves now, which I can't believe that's happening.
Yeah, well, they can't have funerals because that's more than 10 people. They want you to keep this far away. As far as you spread your arms.
Oh, really?
From people, yeah.
6 foot? I mean,
that's about 6 foot, yeah.
Did you know that your arms together is how tall you are?
Oh, really?
Apparently, right here it says about Rikers Island prisoners are being offered PPE and $6 an hour to dig mass graves. Well, at least you're getting paid
for it. What's that, prisoners?
Yeah, prisoners. Rikers Island's a prison.
Huh.
But I can't believe that's actually happening. This is getting...
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people dying up in New York. I know. It's supposed to go to a peak, then it's supposed to level off.
It's going to keep at that peak of people going outside. So if you can, stay at home.
Right.
Don't go outside, please.
I'm one of those health providers. I give them healthy breakfasts every day.
Yeah, he's a healthy provider.
No, but I'm happy for those people who do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it, seriously.
The garage up the road from us is offering free oil changes and stuff.
Yeah, for people who
healthcare workers and whatnot.
Yeah, right. And first responders.
First responders.
Yeah. So that's nice.
That's
a
nice one to do. I don't know if
they load that thing in your girlfriend's driveway because
her mom's a nurse. And her dad's an essential worker. He's a truck driver.
Yeah. Is he working now?
Yeah, now he's working.
Oh, is he?
He's
okay.
Finally working, yeah.
That's because nobody wants to drive to New York. They're probably pushing him to New York.
Yeah, probably. Let me see. So, I mean, we won't really talk about this today, but, you know, it happens.
The only thing that's happened.
Oh, wait. Apparently, why is antibiotics? Nope, this is all it's making.
Trump talks every day about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see they made a machine to sanitize those masks in the hospital.
Did they?
People. Yeah, it can do like 80,000 a day. Up to 20 times you can sanitize a mask. Yeah.
This guy spent $500,000 to buy coronavirus tests, and they aren't even usable.
What a dumb fool.
No, he bought them for his emergency room.
Oh, really? Why aren't they usable?
Hold on. But a week later, they were seized by the federal government. It's a better example of what can go wrong when the local government tried to buy supplies on the open market. He bought them from the internet.
Oh.
20,000 rapid COVID-19 tests.
They'll come out with a new one now that can test you. Even if you had it and you got rid of it.
That does look real, though. I wouldn't blame the guy for thinking that's real. That looks real. So I wouldn't blame the guy. That sucks, though. He lost all that money and he can't treat people at his thing.
Well,
he's a private emergency room owner.
Oh, okay.
That sucks.
That's a lot of money to waste.
I do not. Okay. Let's talk about this one last thing.
Okay.
Do you really think we should reopen our borders and stuff?
No.
I don't understand why Trump wants to do that.
I don't understand that either.
He wants Trump to wait, reopen the economy as the U.S. approaches 500,000 cases. Yeah, we're almost at 500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have surpassed 1.5 million worldwide. Almost at 500,000,
We're big countries, and a lot of big cities have it.
Yeah.
But look at Washington. You don't hear nothing about the state of Washington anymore. They took care of it right away and put the hammer down.
That's like, so did South Korea, did the same thing. Because
they didn't trust China.
Yeah. We shouldn't have trusted
China. I know.
I think after this whole thing is over, we should take all our funding out of China, put it on to India. They're the second largest country, I think, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
There are a lot of people there. And I feel like India is a better investment than China.
Right.
And did you hear what Trump said? It really made me mad yesterday when I heard about this. He's going to cut the funding for the WHO, the World Health Organization, because they're China-centric.
They're the ones that probably lied to us.
No, not the WHO. China lied to us, yeah, but not the WHO.
I wouldn't mean a China-centric.
He says they're saying about, we have the most cases right now, and they're not questioning China. So he's cutting their funding from us.
Yeah, they're trying to find out
why are we cutting the funding? We need the WHO.
Are you sure those aren't the ones that go across seas?
I could not tell you.
Yeah, look it up.
On.
Since you're messing around with that computer right there.
I am messing around with the computer. WHO. It's a World Health Organization, right? Not.
They say WHO.
It is WHO.
World Health
Organization.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so. Now let me do.
What do they do?
What do they do?
The World Health.
Yeah, World Health Organization.
Yeah, they go across seas.
Well, no, that's the World Health Organization. But we need the World Health Organization.
Why? They go across seas.
Because, Dad, they usually find, don't they usually find the antibodies and stuff for this kind of thing?
No, everybody works together now.
That's what. The WHO, they don't work together.
No, I don't think they do that.
Right,
what do they do?
Work worldwide to promote health, keep the world safe, and serve the vulnerable. Our goal is to ensure that a billion more people have universal health coverage to protect a billion more people from health emergencies and provide a further billion people with better health and
well-being. See where they're located.
They're from Geneva. Geneva, Sweden. Already saw it before we got on the website.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, look at that one.
Where is the who from? Where is the who based? Geneva, Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
I figured that. As you said it before, so I was like, I need Flash. I don't know Flash. I'm trying to find it. I saw you like yesterday or 2 days ago, or something from earlier this week. I think
that's a group that gets like $500 million.
Probably is.
Yeah, why do we put out all the money all the time?
Well, I think I don't put them. Doesn't everybody put out the money? I don't know how it works. I'm not like.
My dad, the United States probably puts out all the money. Hmm. Probably. Now they say if you have pink eye, you might have corona.
Yeah, and your stomach aches.
Yeah, if you have diarrhea.
And stuff like that, yeah.
Every morning when I wake up before I go to work, I have a stomach ache. When I'm at home, I don't have it. What's the problem, you think? Work or at home?
But, people making fun of Trump because he said the germ has gotten so brilliant that the antibiotics can't keep up with it. Antibiotics don't fight viruses. They fight like bacteria.
Well, they had that one pill.
Which, that old pill, that, right?
Malaria pill. Yeah.
The thing is, though, that sometimes they could advance to, you know, get those out of there.
Right.
Well, I think, is that on the news, you think?
You have any other movies or anything you want to talk about?
I mean, on Rotten Tomatoes and see.
Oh, how about what's on Netflix now?
Oh, Money Heist.
This came out.
On the first. And on Hulu.
The third.
On Hulu. That's the fourth season. It came out. Whatever. On Hulu, Parasite came out. That Korean movie that won. I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't watch it in English. And you gotta read it. It was really good. So if you want a good movie, you'll figure out reading it.
And you like reading the book?
Yeah, basically. It's not too bad. I mean, I liked it. It was all right. I was actually
enthralled. We were watching that Blackish show.
But we are still watching it.
That's pretty funny, yeah. But he has good points.
Yeah, it has good points. And,
good points.
The one episode about the election, and the guy said about how not all Trump supporters are racist.
Right.
And whatnot, which is really nice because, like, you don't hear that often.
Right.
Because, if you know, you say you support Trump, then you get, like, so much for no reason. But anyway.
I never do.
I know, but you know what I mean. Like, most of the time. Okay, let's see. What shows? What movies are up? Top streaming. Here we go. Trolls World Tour, which I figured. Oh, Bad Boys for Life is out? Wait, why is that trending? Why is that on here? What?
What's that?
They made a remake of this, or what is this? So, this is based on an old book, Les Miserables, which is a French book about a revolution or whatever. It had a good movie, which is like a musical type thing. I don't know what this is. I never heard of this. 2020, I guess, takes place in... What is it? I never even... So, I guess it's a reimagining of it in modern day.
Oh, okay.
So, which I guess could be interesting, but I'm not going to watch it.
What's that clothing model? Oh, they sell shirts.
Oh!
Duh.
Yeah, man. All right. So, what's this Last Full Measure? I think I saw this on... What is this? What's it about? Vietnam War hero William H. Pitzenbarger. Okay, so it's based on a true story about Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
He personally saved over 60 men.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never heard of that movie, honestly, until just right now. What's this movie? Like a Boss.
What is that on TV?
That is not saying where it's on. Actually, you're right. Let me look. Hold on. Says rent or buy, so you can rent it.
Oh, it's, what did I get? 96%? Audience.
96% audience and 59% tomato meter. So it's like a half and half. So not only half and half, no. It's a audience like it, critics don't.
Right.
Simple fact.
So
So. Let's see. Anything? It says it's on. Well, it's on streaming because it's considered. All right. Let's see what's good on. I'm gonna go on best Netflix. Wait, no. It should have a thing where it's like now on streaming. Oh, here we go. One more thing to talk about. Tiger King. Series that took the world by storm. People, I loved it. I loved every second of watching that show. And the one part of it really got me. Like I was sitting there in shock. I couldn't move. I was like,
When they shot all the talent, Tiger?
They didn't show that. They didn't show that happening. I don't think they even knew that happened. The film crew.
Not supposed to be opening up the investigation on they that
are.
Lady.
Oh, even are the sheriff of that town said that he thinks she killed her.
That she killed him.
She killed him. Killed her husband. So, Carol Baskin, if you're watching this, you're a son of a bitch. What the spell?
Your coffee.
My coffee! No, it's in my water bottle. It's fine. I could got it later.
Hope it don't dump on
anything.
We're like sitting like we're hugging one another here. But
but anyway, Tiger was amazing. I do think Carol Baskin killed her husband. I will say that. I definitely
and then to the Tigers.
And then to the Tiger. I with what Joe was saying, I know Joe's like crazy, but like the stuff he was saying was true. Like a tiger's digestive system could melt away bone and all that, so I think, and the way everything was, it's suspicious.
Either okay.
I was also watching this video on YouTube, right? This expert body language guy, who can, you're sad or whatever, was watching the show, and he's like, she's lying. You know, I can tell. If you were sad, your lips would be down here, not up here.
Right.
Like.
Well, he was rich, wasn't he?
Yeah, her husband was like a millionaire, up to like. Her lawyers were saying he was worth like $15 million.
Oh,
$10 to $15 million.
What happens when you have money?
Oh, right here, some movies, guys. I found. I'm sorry. I know. Relax.
I know. But I'm not getting excited here.
There you are. Okay. So here's some movies you guys can stream that are for free.
Spider-Man. Why is that on there?
Spider-Man's on Hulu. Yeah. The very first Spider-Man movie from Sam Raimi's on Hulu.
So, you guys keep on talking. Well, keep on talking.
But yeah, it's not a movie you can watch for free. Airplane. Honestly, these movies don't even sound good to me. Nightcrawler.
You go. What? What are you looking at me for? I'm not arguing.
All right. Let's go to our main topic. Let's go and put the ad in. Let's go to our main topic.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So this is a weird situation for us where we didn't really want the stuff came up. We didn't want to record. We didn't want to post it out there. It was only half done. So
last week we didn't have one.
We didn't have one last week, so now it's two together, two combined. So we're just gonna say what we know. This week happened, then we're gonna get into last week's subject, which was Led Zeppelin. So what happened this week, Pops?
What went on this week?
Well, the stimulus checks came out, so whoever already got that.
Yeah, that's right. That was good.
That was good.
And
people
states might start open. Doing more things, opening more things up, businesses, stadiums.
People want Dr. Phil fired for what he said about this. Because he was being a jerk and making it seem that it's not a big deal where it really is. He says that he said that we don't need to shut down the country for automobile deaths, cigarette deaths, and swimming pool deaths, so why should we shut it down for this? Well, because this is contagious, and
it could make
the country worse.
Right.
Get more people killed. What's the point? And this other guy said, Dr. Oz said, well, the school should be open because only 2-3% of kids will die. But still 2-3%. I mean, it's like, let's just say, how many kids are out there, do you think? like a billion or a couple million. Well, no.
Well, in the United States.
A couple million, right?
Probably a million, maybe. I don't know how many kids there are.
But if it's a million.
The population is only 200 mil.
Yeah, it's probably like, I'm going to say like all together. I'm just going to guess here. Like 2 to 3 million kids.
At least.
I don't know how many exactly.
Right.
So 3% of that is what? Pops, what is that? Hold on.
I don't know. That's about like 6,000.
No, 3 million. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know the math. Hold on. Now I'm doing the math. What?
Let's say.
There's
probably 3 million kids in New York City alone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's probably like 6 million kids if you really think about it.
10 million.
I'm going to say 6 million. What is 3% of 6 million? 180,000.
Right. That was a bad thing to say because.
It's like, it's still kids dying. I mean, no matter which one I look at, like, no matter how you look at it, I don't want to be put at risk. I remember when this was happening, I even told Ashley, like, I don't want to go to school tomorrow on Friday. I don't want to school because.
You want to go to school any day. So
no,
okay, that's it.
Because I was like, well, it's actually kind of scary because, like, this thing, I can bring it home to my parents, and they're both old and diabetic. Like,
right.
So that's a risk for you guys, especially, and you smoke.
I think I might have had it.
Yeah, okay. Now, this ain't being, like, a dick. I'm not trying to be, you know, any mean towards people that have it. I mean, feel sorry for people that had it and passed away.
That's right.
But he thinks that he got it. Okay, so the whole month we went to Atlantic City, New Jersey, right? Remember that?
February.
February, yeah.
End of February.
End of February. And he got really sick one day. He was sick. He was had a fever. I remember he didn't want to get out of bed at all.
Had the chills.
Day, the next day it was gone.
I know.
It was so weird. I just think he had like a one-day virus, misspelled
maybe.
Sick. Maybe. But he was just like, well, I was in New Jersey at the time, so maybe. I'm like, Dad, you only went away in a day. You had to have there 2 weeks.
Some people don't get that bad.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
My whole body ached and everything. That's like they say, but it might have been just a virus.
And a lot of people have died that, I mean, like, my girlfriend's grandmother passed away from it.
Right.
And
it's a shame that.
A lot of different people have passed away from it that I've known from, like, games I play. For example, I used to play games with my friends all the time called Team Fortress 2 on Steam for free because it's a free game. The guy that voiced the one character in that game passed away over this week because of the I don't remember. Damn it. No. Hold on. Now I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Coronavirus. Yeah, I was right. Okay, I don't want to make sure I didn't want to spread false information. He was Rick May. I think 57 or something like that. Huh?
Oh, really? Yeah, you know, the average is like 83 years old or something.
Rick May. 79. Never mind, I was wrong.
79. Yeah, the average person who died from it was like 83.
There's tributes to him on in the game. Like people made servers. You just go there, play as his character, and just, you know, talk and his the lines of dialogue he had. Which he's honestly one of the funniest people in that whole game.
Really?
He'd say the most American things ever.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. I mean, and a lot of people just pass away. It's sad. It really is sad. In our lifetime, we never experienced something like this.
Right, but this killed less than the regular virus.
Yeah, the regular flu.
Yeah, regular flu, right.
But honestly, it's just
sad. Saying it might come back. It always comes back one more year.
It might come back next year, and that's sad to think.
Yeah. About to go through this again?
It could come back twice as powerful.
You don't know. Nobody knows.
Trump calls for 3 states to be liberated, to be reopened.
Right.
Michigan, Virginia, and... Minnesota, Virginia, Michigan. Yeah, I was right. To be reopened, to liberate.
And now there's being protests around the United States because people are getting tired of this.
Well,
that's the way it is.
That's the way it is. Just deal with it for now.
I know, but...
If we all stay at home... Don't go out, but we don't need to go out. We'll be fine. On Sunday in Pennsylvania, we gotta wear masks everywhere we go.
Right.
Whenever we go out. Yeah. That's just being safe. I mean, yeah, do it. If we're not safe, then we're just, we'll be spreading right. it. You don't want that to happen.
So now they're leaving it up to the governors
to do whatever they want to, which is how, I think they always take control usually. I know San Diego Comic-Con was canceled due to this thing.
So I'm hoping they open up so I can go and see the concert.
I'm hoping they open up so I can work in the Iron Pig. So I know that Trump said that there can be reopenings of big businesses and whatnot.
Right.
So like movie theaters and stadiums, which mm-hmm. would have to follow a very strict code.
Right.
But my thing is, how would a baseball stadium open with
things? And restaurants, maybe the tables have to be farther apart.
That could be a thing that could work, because that's...
We could reset, like the Burger King, they could just, every other table, make it so you can't sit there, you know?
But it's a sad time.
Once we find
a vaccine...
Then we'll be good.
I know that Britain's working on a vaccine.
We're working on it, a whole bunch of countries. Israel's working on it, they're smart dudes.
The only thing I'm worried about is that if, like, an enemy of the United States finds it first... They'll try to sell it to us for like a really ridiculous price.
Right. Chinese are probably working on one.
Well, no, they probably,
if they don't have one.
They probably have one, man.
Now they doubled their, death rate?
Yeah, they doubled their death rate, I saw.
So.
Oh, I want to bring this up real quick, because I was talking to Pops about this earlier. If you're a senior and you're listening to this, like a senior in high school, 18-year-old, whatever, you didn't have a prom, John Krasinski, Jim from The Office, is holding a virtual prom tonight. For his Some Good News Network. Go on his Instagram, John Krasinski, and you'll find it. But he's been posting every week on YouTube just some good news and during all this dark times and whatnot.
Okay.
Last week, you know what he did?
What?
He sent the nurses and whatnot of this one hospital to the Red Sox Stadium to play baseball and whatnot. To throw the first balls of the season.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, were they playing?
No, they weren't playing, but no one was playing there. It was just the nurses there. There was all a big sign that said, thank you, essential workers, all that up.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah.
And he's like, they have tickets for the rest of their lives now.
Oh, really?
He's friends with the one Red Sox guy. He's like, you know how long I've been on the wait list to get Red Sox tickets? I've been on there for like 6 years. And I haven't gotten them yet. You guys got them within the first couple of days.
So everybody just...
stay safe. Be careful. Everything like that.
You know, you can still have friends.
Have friends. FaceTime, have Zoom, right. Discord. There's plenty of stuff you can have with your friends. Play games with them. Get an Xbox.
I always stayed at home anyhow, mostly.
Yeah, I always stayed at home.
Did go to the casino a lot.
Yeah, now I do all my school tricks, which sucks because I never want to do it because I'm like, I'm at home.
Right.
And it sucks because I don't like being it. I don't like it. But whatever. They got to do what they got to do.
The seniors are losing out the most. The seniors
I feel bad for. They don't have a prom. They don't have...
Graduation.
I hope they just push it back for graduation. Because they say they're going to cancel it in general. But people are like, no, push it back. Don't cancel it.
But the problem is, they move it back, half the people probably won't show anyhow.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, they get jobs, go to college, whatever, you know?
Another thing to do to kill your time, I know on the PlayStation, they just released Modern Warfare 2 Remastered, so... If you're feeling nostalgic, you can go back and play that game again. That's an amazing game. It's a good story. It's
okay.
So
like I said, just talk to people, whatever. You know, I go to work every day now.
Yeah, you go to work.
Yeah,
he's not back to work. He's not being lazy anymore. Staying home.
Yeah, but
I miss him at home. He used to get Wendy's breakfast, and now I can't get it.
Yeah. But that,
man.
Like I said, and a lot of people are out of work.
Yeah,
you
know,
thanks to have a job.
I'm not out of work. I applied to Redner's. They didn't get back to me.
And they didn't even show on people, I told you.
Yeah, I know.
There was a sign there,
Yeah. Whatever. They don't want me, man. I know work experience.
My other son's working. Both of my sons are working.
Yeah.
And the older ones, well, my daughter's husband's off.
Oh, that's what I should bring up quick. Earlier today... Next to my sister Melissa's house, where is that, on Mexico Road or whatever?
In
Oli, a guy was spotted trying to steal their neighbor's stuff. And my brother-in-law, right? Yeah, brother-in-law, James, chased him off their property. Like, ran after him, but he got away. And before the cops even showed up. So, if you see a guy with, like, black backpack, black t-shirt, black backpack, all this stuff on him. To in a crowbar, and all that to rob their neighbor's house. I said on Facebook, I'm like, James should have just shot him in the leg.
No, because if you shoot him, then you could sue.
Yeah, it's a thing.
You gotta shoot him in your house.
Yeah.
But that's weird that he wants to try to steal stuff when he knows people are not. Yeah, when people are at home.
Yeah, that is the weird thing.
Yeah. Maybe he's one of those guys who got out of prison.
Oh, yeah. That's people are thinking, too.
You know?
Mm-hmm. People are thinking about that.
You're not leaving people out of prison.
Early.
Yeah. One guy got out, and the next day he got charged for murder. You know what I mean?
I don't know. This leaving prisoners out early is kind of dumb. Especially if they're, like, really bad prisoners that are murderers and stuff.
I know.
Like that.
I don't think they're leaving them out.
I don't know, man.
But.
It's just difficult.
So, yeah, it's a rough time.
Lock up your stuff.
Yeah. We never lock.
Yeah, we should start doing it, but, like, we lock at night sometimes.
The house.
Well, yeah, the house is where everything is.
We have garages, barns.
Yeah. We have the studio in the barn, which you haven't even started yet.
That we're going to lock.
We got to start on that.
New home all day.
He blames me for everything. But
yeah.
Listen, Pops.
We got all our guns in one location.
Yeah. I'm not going to say where.
So we don't have them.
Yeah.
I found a box of shells for that one gun.
Did you? Yeah, then. But yeah. We have all weapons just in case. We never know. Honestly, it's a difficult time.
I hope we never have to use them.
Yeah,
but
I really don't want to shoot somebody, but if you're, you know, lock up your stuff, be careful, because people are starting to be like crazy.
Anything else happened in Lehigh Valley?
I'll look up the morning call.
Okay.
That's our like local newspaper. Morning call. So the way we're going to reopen Pennsylvania is that's going to be evidence-based research, like a regional approach. So like, if there's less cases in Northampton County, they'll reopen Northampton County.
They're going by county by county.
I guess. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, some counties hardly have any.
That's why I'm assuming this is regional approach. So hopefully in the next coming weeks and month, or like maybe by June, we'll be reopened. I'm hoping. I don't want to be locked in the rest of the thing.
Anything else happened?
Oh, the state sees big jump in cases. Pennsylvania sees a big jump.
Oh, really?
We went up 6%, I think, today or yesterday.
Huh.
But curve's still flat, so.
I don't know what that means. How can it jump up if the curve's still flat?
I don't know either, man.
That's weird. I don't know.
Starting Monday, well, starting Sunday, I had to start wearing a mask out, like I already said earlier.
Yeah, I got to wear them at work all day long. What?
Allentown Board rejects superintendent's plan to hire investigator to see if charter students would live in the city.
Well,
what a dickhead. Why would you do that? Who cares? Whatever. At least they're learning.
Right.
Lehigh Valley Chamber launches an initiative to help international restaurants amid pandemic.
Kathy, your mom said a lot of places are closed.
They're putting a relief thing out for the places that are closed. Former Moravian College All-American quarterback Sean Kevel dies at 47, victim of the coronavirus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
Especially at 47, that's, geez. People think that Wolf moved too quickly on shutdown. But then again, I mean, he's being safe.
Everybody was scared, right? I'd rather
be safe than sorry. Right. Like, I don't see it as a loss that we shut down early or anything like that. I mean, I'm looking at the breaking news. Hospitals, healthcare workers, and blah, blah, blah. I already said that. Oh, starting Monday, Weiss's will require all shoppers to wear masks.
And wait, go back down there.
Up or down? Up.
Down. I don't need that about Weiss's.
Oh, this right here?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right. So Governor Wolf says that these six things will guide the Pennsylvania state reopening. So let me look at that real quick. What the? I don't.
No.
I didn't select nothing. What are you talking about? What?
Can you get out of there?
There's a free article limit?
We're not paying for it.
I'm not paying to read the newspaper. Okay. Oh my gosh. I don't want to read this article. So I can't read an article. Are you serious? Okay.
I just paid you up one, see what happens.
No, I can't. It wants me to check out. It wants me to pay 99 cents for 8 weeks. I'm not paying 99 cents for an article I'm only gonna read once. Right. Okay, hold on, let me look up.
That's for a newspaper. For yeah. The newspaper.
You know, yeah, it's because it's a newspaper website. Governor, yeah. I saw his name wrong, Wolf. News. All right, here, I'll go on. Governor, right here. Right here. Governor.pa.org. This is the way we do it. Okay. So, what's these six things? Oh, it's your phone. Okay. There's a lot. That's like 20 things, man. Okay. So, plan for Pennsylvanians. Phase one relief, phase two reopening, and phase three recovery. So, phase one relief. There's a lot of stuff in the relief thing, man. It's got, I think. So, yeah, you can stop. It's letting you stop paying your student loan debt from March 13, 2020 to September 30th, which has okay. already passed March, right. But that's relief a little
but
bit.
But some guy at work is trying to get fired with points and they won't fire him.
Why don't they fire him?
Because right now they can't fire anybody because of the coronavirus.
What if he doesn't come in?
I know. Well, no, if you get fired, then you can collect unemployment.
Well, if he didn't come in, he'd be fired. Well, he just didn't go in anymore. He just, like, stays home. What are they going to do?
No, he wouldn't get unemployment then. And then you quit.
Oh, okay, fine. That's fair.
It's better to get fired.
People who are uninsured or underinsured. I'm from the Commonwealth. We'll cover medically.
Let's see if there's anything else besides
this. Yeah,
honestly,
this. I'm sick of talking about this. We'll let you know what's going on like every week or whatever. Talk about for the last 15 minutes. All right. So today's Friday. So I'm not gonna get into that. Right. Hold on. One more thing.
Oh, my bad.
So it's Friday, and every Friday, you know, I watch Disney Plus Star Wars: The Clone Wars. I watched it this morning, and man, what an amazing episode! You know, guys. You know, it ties into Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, perfectly. I got the same time, and it's amazing. That's all I wanted to say. Sitting there, our main topic.
You've been doing work, homework, and
said. I eat breakfast and watch it. Our main topic in our little book is Led Zeppelin. So, did you know that the first album of Led Zeppelin had a picture of the Hindenburg crashing on it?
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was a Zeppelin, but I didn't know it was the Hindenburg.
Oh, then you know.
No, I never noticed it was the Hindenburg.
Yeah.
I never seen a picture of the Hindenburg crash. So, the first name of Led Zeppelin was the New Yardbirds.
Right.
Which had all original members, I'm pretty sure, in it. But it was just different. And then she knew Led Zeppelin.
They all started from different groups.
Yeah.
They all came together then.
Mm-hmm. Critics didn't like Led Zeppelin, but they had success with people. They compared themselves to the Beatles in the 60s.
Right.
But they were as influential as them in the 70s. Members were Jimmy Page, John Bonham, John Paul Jones, and Robert Plant. Page wrote most of the songs.
Right.
From 1968 to 1980, Plant wrote the lyrics. There we go. So Plant wrote the lyrics and Page sang the songs.
Made the music, probably. Yeah.
That's weird. That shows we have that down there.
I know.
Maybe we meant to put Plant instead of Page up there.
Look it up.
Who wrote songs for
that one?
Jimmy Page. Wait, why do you have Robert Plant? Okay, so Jimmy Page and Robert Plant are the two principal songwriters on at least 75%. So they both wrote the songs. Okay, there we go. Now we got it.
So
they started in 1968 and then in 1980.
The drummer
passed away. That's why I stopped.
With his, what do you call it?
What?
Then the.
Was it the drummer? Yeah, it was the drummer.
Yeah, but who else died with him?
The manager.
Yeah.
At the time. The new manager he just got, and the drummer passed away of over indulging in alcohol. And I guess they were laying on their side or something, or maybe they went back on their back and they started puking. And
they just choked. Yeah. Which was a shame. So then they didn't play for
years.
Years.
They, until like 2010, they played.
I think I have it in there.
I do have it in here.
They played for that one group.
Going out of order.
I mean, but, that one.
The one thing. And the. Oh, God, shit. Hold on. I have it in the book here. December 2007 for the tribute concert. They did for a tribute concert.
Right.
So they reunited.
If you go on YouTube, you see that one song, and the new drummer is really getting in there.
Yeah, it's not like a new drummer, but it's like a guy that was there to help him.
Why? Because they didn't have no drummer.
Okay.
But
they're not considered the most successful. Oh, shit.
They never had a number one album.
They never had a number one album or number one song.
Yeah.
They were all. I'm surprised. I honestly thought the number one song would be like Stairway to Heaven or Immigrant Song. Which are both good songs by them. Many different songs, but amazing. They're considered the most successful, innovative, and
influential by
groups in history. 200 to 300 million units sold worldwide. Page replaced his friend Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds. So this is how they started. Oh my gosh. They all met, like, weirdly. I mean, like, they all knew each other before.
Right, they all, right. Somebody else was supposed to be the lead singer,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, the second choice was the other guy.
Yeah.
That turned out to be the lead singer. So, it was the second choice, the one that declined.
Right, and then told him about this guy.
Yeah, he said, you'll listen to this guy who's performing. I think the high
school. I like that one song. I think it's called A Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah, Whole Lot of Love. Yeah.
That's my favorite one. Way Down Inside.
Black Dog was good too.
Women, you need me. That's a good song.
John Bonham died in September 5th, 1980.
Right.
Which we already said why.
Right.
It's sad that happened. I mean, that should have never.
Right. It happened.
It happens. But... I mean, but I thought, you know, since you're on your side.
Not the same way what he called died.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Really? Yeah, how he died?
Yeah. That's the same way. Yeah. Yeah, that's the same way he died. Huh.
Now I wonder something. Now I was thinking about Jimi Hendrix, but I just thought of somebody.
Who?
I think he died. How did Bob Marley pass away?
I don't know how he passed away.
I saw him on that Rolling Stone magazine, Dollar General, the other week.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, he's dead. I know he's passed away, but I don't remember how he dead. Okay, I'm looking up how did he pass away.
I thought you were talking about Zeppelin.
I know, but I was wondering. Now I'm wondering, Pops. Melanoma.
That's skin cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, now he died.
Yeah. It says a spread of melanoma to his lungs and brain caused his death. His final words to his son, Ziggy, were money can't buy life. Huh. All right, anyway, but Led Zeppelin, sorry, guys. As I always wondered that I passed away. Anyway.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Zeppelin came back, played that.
Tribute concert, and then in 2012, they released two movies, not movies, but what's the word for
them? Concerts.
Concerts on DVD.
Yeah.
Which had like one night sold, I think, 2 million. Which the peak is number 4 in the UK, number 9 in the US. Page was remastering their albums. All of them, I think he remastered eventually over time.
That's what he was doing on the thing.
They say that Led Zeppelin was one of the originators of hard rock and heavy metal, which I guess you can see that in some of their songs.
Right. They do jam.
They go hardcore. Like,
yeah.
Immigrant Song is one of their best songs, honestly.
The younger kids don't know them too much.
Yeah, I don't know why. I know. I don't know why they're going like...
All the good bands last forever. All the new ones stink.
Not all of them, but like half of them.
More than half.
75%.
Yeah. They don't stink, but I mean...
I don't like...
They come and go.
I mean, I like some new music. I mean, like, I like a mix of music. I don't know. It ranges from rock, a little bit of rap. It really depends on who the person is. I don't like Eminem that much. I don't know anymore, at least.
He should have quit after the first album.
Second album.
Or what was that one? Slim Shady or whatever.
Yeah. I think the last album I know was like Curtain Call, But his new albums are just all
but
bad.
These old groups, all you hear them all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sabbath, AC/DC,
Pink Floyd,
Led Zeppelin.
These are all bands we got.
All those good Sabbath ones.
Sabbath and AC/DC we should do on next, maybe Sabbath next week and AC/DC on Halloween.
Maybe, yeah, but
we can do that. But it's crazy. And you know what's weird? Most like these like old,
and they're all like 70-some years old now.
Most
yeah,
of these old school rock groups that really come from Britain.
That's because the first band came from Britain, remember? The Beatles.
Well, they weren't the first band, but they were the first popular band. You're right.
The Beatles really didn't tour that much.
Not in America, I don't think.
My one buddy has a ticket his dad gave him from the Beatles concert.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't even take tickets. They gave him back to you. And he still has it. Yeah. But
that's strange.
I know. So, well.
Well, hold on, no, we only talk about it for like 5 minutes. No, that's our main topic. We didn't talk about it for 5 minutes and it's not
5 minutes.
We
don't slap too much. You didn't read the whole page.
I know I didn't read the whole page. I can't read your handwriting.
I wrote all that down.
I can't read your handwriting.
Oh.
I can't read your handwriting.
Well, next time you write, then I'm trying to read.
No, man, I have like second grade handwriting. I can't. How am I supposed to read that? I can't even read that.
It's good handwriting.
I think he got some stuff. So, yeah, they all met in unconventional ways through each other. Not even through each other. Some of them played in bands together. They played, I know that. Like,
other groups played in. Like,
Robert Plant sang in different groups before he sang in this one. We're doing a very, what's the word called? Simplified version of what we have written down. We have it in detail.
So
yeah, it's honestly this whole thing we're trying to do rock history, I guess, or like bands. We like
next
history.
Time I'll print it and
print it. Write it on like a document and then print it out.
Yeah,
copy
there
and paste
you go.
It.
Maybe I'll type it for you.
Copy and paste a wiki page. Wiki page.
So
computer on shit. Whatever, it's fine. First button on the left. That one right there. Not. Need 60 seconds to turn off. We'll press it again and turn it back on. It takes 60 seconds to turn off automatically.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway.
Why do you have it pointing that way?
Because I don't like it pointing as it gets so hot.
Well, why do you have it on there?
Because it burnt on. I mean, it burns me. I don't mean that it gets
but
so hot.
Zeppelin was one of the greatest groups around.
I just realized that.
So, okay.
All right.
Oh, put that advertisement
already
in.
It's already good.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. I'm just going to stop here, but come back real quick, and I'm just going to say their byes and whatnot.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back. Hold on. And we're back, guys. So.
Yeah, we have to do we only can do it in 30-minute segments, man.
Yeah,
so
we're just going to say now our byes. Well, we'll talk about, maybe we'll see what we're talking about next week. I don't know. We'll do more bands. I have no clue.
We're trying to figure out something to get into the group
We're trying to get more viewers, listeners, whatever.
Right.
It's hard to do that, especially build up on a YouTube and a podcast. I thought that like maybe it'd be easier, but it's not. It's honestly a lot of work we all put into it. And, you know, being in my room does not help at all because, you know, it's like, I'm hoping one day we can just like be in the studio and have like a spaceship behind us or something interesting.
Yeah, right. Have to get your friend to come over and paint the wall.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, anyway, so you can reach we can reach us out on Pops Jakey on Twitter. Our Instagram is Pops Jakey Podcast. Our YouTube, which you're watching this on or listening, if you're listening, it's JKT all capital. Which we're gonna eventually do YouTube.com/JKT. Don't look at that now. That is owned by some random account that doesn't post at all. That has like 11,000 subscribers.
Are you serious? What is?
If you look up youtube.com/JKT, it's a random account. It's like you take a Fortnite YouTuber or something. Yeah, it doesn't post. Nothing's posted on that account. It's makes you so mad.
I know we could get rid of that account. I'll talk to you later.
No, I'm just joking with you. No, but. I was going to say, I could just email YouTube and we have enough subscribers to do that and say, hey, the account doesn't even use the site.
He must.
Maybe he's live streamed.
Did you have a clip on it?
No, nothing. Not a. No, I'll show you.
I believe you.
No.
What else were we going to say about?
Our
hope a restaurant junkie thing comes back.
Yeah.
And once we get going here, once the restaurants get going, you know, I was thinking maybe we should do one show on delivery.
Yeah,
or takeout. We could show how the different places do take when out. You go through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. You could do that, actually.
Burger King was really raunchy today.
Yeah. We got there. I know we're on topic. We got there. My food was burned. His food was soggy.
Yeah.
But look at this account. There's nothing on it. Okay, so I'm on the JKT account. Now, it's not JKT. It's Jake YT. It's not Jake. It's Jake YouTube. I hate that. Oh. And they use that. Because JKT is such a unique name, and this is JKYT. I'm like, bro. So this guy is 1,000 subscribers, which I don't know how. He has nothing to post, nothing posted. I'm going to go on his Instagram. I'm going to stalk him. And his Instagram page isn't available. Is his Twitter available? So this guy must be an old YouTuber, doesn't do anything anymore. Because his Twitter's down. His Instagram's down. His YouTube has no videos on it. What's LC? What's that? Live subscriber count. And he has a donation button. So he must have used to have subscribers. Now he doesn't.
Yeah, get that.
Now he doesn't have any videos and whatever.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything.
I don't know. Why did we just give up? I don't think people give up. I mean, if you're going to be on YouTube, you got to try your hardest.
Right. Keep on trying.
I'm hoping.
Did your friend ever start his?
Which one?
The one that was gonna do.
My friend had to do the sports cast.
Yeah.
Nah, even though he bought the mic, I don't think it's any motivation to do it because they're in these times, and plus.
Why he's home all the time?
Well, because like he wanted to have a co-anchor every week, and I don't think anyone wants to go to him.
What mean, co-anchor?
Like for a sports cast, he wants to have like somebody come over and talk sports with him. I don't like sports.
I don't know nothing about sports.
I don't like, and I was like, yeah, and that would work. It's just now they're in this time, no one can come over.
Yeah.
So.
They can, as long as they sit 6 feet apart. We don't. But.
Well, I mean, we're not sick. I'm not sick.
Uh-oh. I know, but don't say that. But.
I know, but. Anyway, we're going to hopefully eventually get to do.com/JKT, which hopefully we'll figure out when I get 100 subscribers. So that's why we do that. Anyway, anything. Our email is popsjktpodcast@gmail.com. Please message us on anything, Instagram, Twitter, whatever that may be.
Give us ideas or anything.
We want you to hear your guys' feedback.
Right.
At the very end of this. I mean, we want to hear what you guys like, what you guys don't like. I mean, we're real care about taking criticism. I don't care about that.
No, I don't care.
If you guys don't like something we talk about, tell us.
Yeah.
And we'll say, sorry.
Yeah.
Or something. Just give us ideas. Give us something to talk about.
My idea is way off like the chart.
Yeah, I'm like, Pop, no, you can't do that. It's illegal.
No. But.
But anyway, have a good week. 2 weeks, maybe. No, yeah, I'm kidding. Not again. Well, have a good week. We'll talk to you guys next Friday. Maybe we'll do a takeout video and do that. That could be interesting.
Yeah. Make a video while we're going through the drive-thru. Right.
Yeah. That's nothing. We're not breaking the law. All
right. Okay.
See ya.
Have a good night. Stay safe.
Stay healthy. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.